Senator George has been slowly breaking his silence on the Elections Board ruling that knocked him off the Democratic primary ballot. He's spoken on a Milwaukee radio program and also to the Rotary Club of Milwaukee. In his Rotary speech, George sounded many of the themes he mentioned during his gubernatorial campaign and said he hopes to get back on the September ballot. George has a legal challenge brought by some of his supporters, lost a round last week, but may go to a state appeals court this week.
Their argument is the decertification by the Elections Board was not appropriate, they're hoping that based on the original certification by the Election Board, my name could be put back on the ballot, even if it means reprinting some of the ballots that have already been printed.
George declined to say which candidate he might support if he's not on the ballot. He also didn't answer a question as to whether his campaign would accept responsibility for apparently not filing enough valid signatures on his nomination petition. Instead, George tried to put the focus on those who brought the complaint against his campaign.
I think that there are questions that have to be raised about how a 21-year-old college student ties up a handwriting expert who charges $175 an hour over several days and won't say where the money's coming from for that.
George also tried to make a link between a former staffer of his who has gone into business with the student who brought the complaint. George says that business venture is getting help from Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala, who has often battled with George. Quala's office did not return a phone call. The Elections Board will be asked later this month to weigh in on whether the complaint against George was political and subject to disclosure requirements. George left the Milwaukee Rotary meeting while brushing off some of the questions raised by a half dozen members of the news media. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.